Hello, my name is Chloe, as some of you know, and if you are new, welcome. I am going to be talking about missing person cases because I honestly fear that if we don't talk about them, we don't keep the stories out there, then people will just forget about them. So I'm trying to keep out stories and just keep people informed on the people that are missing. So stay tuned. I'm going to be doing 3 cases per state. If the state doesn't have any, or if they just don't have 3, then I'll say that in the last one that I'm going to be doing on that state. So go ahead and catch up if you are new. And here we go. Oh, this is one of those states because we are on Massachusetts. We just did one on Maximus, so you should listen to that if you haven't. And this is the last one. There were only 2. So I normally get my info from the government websites because I feel like those are more accurate than a website that was updated in 2017. So I go off the government, and there were only 2 at the time from Massachusetts. I'm going to look a little bit more into it and see if I can find anything else. But that is all I'm seeing for right now. So this may be our last one for Massachusetts. All right, this one is about Patricia Minnison. I don't want to say that wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. She has been missing since 7/1 of 96. She went missing from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. She is endangered missing. Her age at the time was 37 years old. Her height was 5'2", and her weight varied between 120 to 125. Obviously, the weight and the age are different. Her clothing that she was wearing at the time was a gray sweatshirt and black stretch pants. Medical conditions. Patricia was depressed at the time of her July disappearance. She had previously been hospitalized for her condition, so it was pretty serious. She may also suffer from occasional episodes of memory loss as the result of injuries sustained in a vehicle accident when she was younger. She had brown hair, green eyes, and her nickname was Trisha, and her ears were pierced. So Patricia was vacationing in Cape Cod, Massachusetts with her family. She had a husband and 3 children. And they were vacationing in July of 1996. The family resided in Hingham, Massachusetts at the time. Patricia's youngest son was taking a nap during the afternoon of July 1st. She told other family members that she planned to visit a local car wash before returning back home. She had never been heard from again after letting them know that she was going to get a car wash. Patricia's red or maroon 1994 Mercury Villager minivan with Massachusetts license plates numbered 667-Z1IS was located, abandoned, and locked in the Calhoun Hollow Beach parking lot 50 miles away. Shortly afterwards, that is when they found the car. The location is near the restaurant where Patricia and her husband went on their first date 18 years before her disappearance. So it did have some memory value, like it had some memory for them. Authorities believe that she died by suicide in the ocean and began canvassing the nearby beaches for her remains. Extensive searches of Calhoun Hollow and Newcomb Hollow areas produced no evidence as to where Patricia was. The day after she disappeared, her husband found some letters inside her pocketbook, which was in the second family car. In the letter, she stated she loved her husband and children. She apologized for not being a good wife, parent, and employee, and stated that everyone would be better off without her. The letters did not state that she was going to take her own life, however, and she has never attempted to do so before. Patricia's credit cards and social security number have not been found or used, and she left her wedding rings, purse, credit cards, identification cards, keys, and $12 in cash behind. There were several unconfirmed sightings of her in the Brockton, Massachusetts area in April of 1997. Police still believe she took her own life, possibly by walking into the ocean. But if she did, her body still hasn't been found. So her husband believes that she may have started a new life under a different identity. Her disappearance remains unsolved. So that one is wild to me. I'm also going to put a picture of her in the description. But this case was just so crazy because, I mean, she had three kids. Obviously, she had some medical conditions to where she wouldn't be thinking straight 24/7. But it's super sad because the husband still thinks that she is just out there somewhere. But the cops, it almost seems like they have given up on looking for her remains because they think that she killed herself. But her husband never got any answers and she had three kids. So it's extremely sad to me. All right, well, if you liked that one, keep listening because I have plenty more to do and I'm going to try and upload a lot more than what I have been. So stay tuned, check in almost every day, and I'm hoping to have one up daily from now on. All right, and don't forget to rate and rating. It's like a 5-star rating, so please give me the 5. And leave a comment if you would. I really want to see some comments and what you guys think is good, what you guys, if you think I should do anything differently, just let me know. Thank you. Bye.